What's up, guys? High Banks Podcast, episode 184. Little late here for our championship recap episode and everything like that. But we're getting to it now, right before the Thanksgiving holiday. So, Nick, how's it going, man, since we last spoke before championship weekend?
Not much, man. Same old, really.
Yeah.
Day by day type of deal. I don't know if your plans have changed any at all, you know?
No, just, you know, like you said, day by day kind of stuff. You know, me and the wife just got kind of over the COVID deal. I think, you know, we both had it last weekend and everything. And so finally, that's kind of pretty much done with now. But yeah, other than that, day, you know, usual day by day stuff. But yeah, I mean, you know, it's been a little while here, like I said. Little late on the championship recap episode here and everything. And this will pretty much could be the last episode of 2023. You know, don't know yet, depending on what goes on in the next few weeks or so. Usually kind of do a show in December to kind of finalize the year. But, yeah, if nothing happens, then this might be it till 2024 when we, you know, start to get the new season kicked off. But we'll just get right into kind of what's happened over the last couple weeks. So some driver, I guess, signings, you could say. Parker Retzlaff, Jeb Burton back for Jordan Anderson Racing, both of them. So I think that'll be good for that team moving forward. Brennan Poole will be in the 44 for Alpha Prime full-time in the Xfinity Series next year. Let's see. Kyle Weatherman will be the 91 for DGM full-time next year. Tanner Gray will be back with Tricon Garage in the Truck Series. I think his brother as well. And we know Corey Heim will be back with them also. Jay Garcia moving from Bill McAnally's team to Thor Sport, pretty much replacing Haley Deegan over there at Thor Sport. Who else? Nick, you could jump in. If you have any other.
you cover a lot of it, so I just don't think I need to jump in.
Yeah, so Tricon pretty much has a full lineup now. Dean Thompson also coming back to that team. So they're pretty much full rostered up at this point. Same with Jordan Anderson Racing. We know they'll have the two cars, same guys back. Alpha Prime has two cars filled with Brennan Poole now in the 44, Ryan Ellis in the 43. So Anthony Alfredo will not be back for BJ McLeod Motorsports next season, so we'll have to see what happens with him. All the rumors are looking like Ty Dillon, Nick, going to the 31 Cup car. And a quote from Dale Jr. here, who kind of – he leaked it out, but who knows, you know, nothing official yet. Daniel Hemric is coming back to the Cup Series with Colleague. Ty Dillon is going over there to run the second car. And those cars struggled so badly at Phoenix – it was not good. I think this is going to be a very difficult year on the Cup side for Colleague. Do we agree with that, Nick?
Yeah, I definitely agree with it. They're not the best drivers out there, and Colleague's definitely taking a dip this year coming up. Just Ty is just not the guy I could see as a reliable Cup driver, so definitely have some questions moving forward with him.
Yeah, you know, they had some young guys in Xfinity this year, obviously with Chandler Smith, but we know he won't be back with them anymore. Looks like he's going to be moving to a Toyota team, probably Joe Gibbs in the Xfinity side. Then they had kind of like an open car, and Daniel Hemric, who's moving up to the Cup side. Now, our Xfinity program, if Ty Dillon goes to the Cup car, well, I'm sorry, he would be in the 16, Hemric would be in the 31. Allmendinger is going to stay at Colleague, you know, as we hear, but he'll do whatever kind of they want him to do. So it looks like he would go back to Xfinity and run for a championship there, which might bode well for their Xfinity program, because they also signed Josh Williams this week to drive the 11 car, replacing Daniel Hemric. So, Nick, Josh Williams, you know, he's had some decent speed at certain places, but not, you know, it hasn't been in anything like a calling equip, you know, that kind of equipment on the Xfinity side. So you think, you know, he can run pretty well up there with these guys next year.
Yeah, I definitely think he's got the ability to go up there. We saw him in the 92 do pretty well, and to be able to move over to a better team, get some better equipment, better personnel, I think would definitely help position him in a better position going forward in the Xfinity side. Time will tell. We've seen this happen before. It's backfired, but I think all lines are pointing for it going to be a positive.
Yeah, I think he'll do pretty well. You know, that, as like we said, if you have AJ Allmendinger down there too, you kind of got that veteran presence, even though we know Josh has been around for a while. But coming into, you know, this kind of setup and situation and team, you know, it's almost like you're a rookie again. So I think having AJ down there might help out a little bit as well on, you know, what goes on in the workings of calling racing and everything. So we'll have to see how he does. But, you know, good ride for Josh, and, you know, congrats to him on landing that spot. So that was pretty much it here. Kevin Harvick not going to run any more cup races, maybe a one-off Xfinity truck race after, you know, Phoenix. Obviously, he retired full-time. So that's out of Kevin Harvick. Ty Gibbs was the rookie of the year this year in the Xfinity side. You know, kind of a runaway with this one. So congrats to Ty. Did I say Ty Dillon? I meant Ty Gibbs.
I think you said Ty. I thought you said Ty Gibbs, but
we got Ty Dillon, Ty
anyway,
Gibbs.
Anyway, we know you're talking about.
Yeah. So congrats to him on that. So, Nick, for the first time, well, we had two races here in the championship races from Phoenix. Well, actually, one, I'm sorry. Two, where the winner of the race was not in the playoffs. So the champion didn't come from the winning spot. On the Xfinity side, it did happen that way. But we'll start with the trucks here. So the winner of the race was Christian Eckes. His fourth win on the year. So he had a hell of a year this year. Probably kicking themselves because they got knocked out the round before to make it to the championship four. But he won the race. And Nick, our champion, came from fifth place, finished fifth in the truck race. So Jake Garcia was second. So Bill McAnally, Nick, 1-2 finish here for that organization. Good way to end the year there. Chase Purdy, third. Great way to end KBM tenure in the truck series. A lot of lasts in, you know, a couple weeks ago. No more KBM. No more GMS. Grant Enfinger got screwed out of this race. He should have been the champion. And we saw that a lot of the race was terrible, right? You saw it all over social media and everything else. Absolutely. Nick, we could have went out there and drove like they drove out there.
Put in their two cents.
It was terrible. Especially the ending.
The ending was rough. It just, when you just can't even go half a lap and automatically you see the yellow come out, it just doesn't suffice for good racing when you're in a championship race, nonetheless. This isn't like the first or second race of the year type of thing. Right. This is some, you got implications on this that are serious. So being able to just put a stage like that to have these guys just constantly bumper car themselves in and out of turns and each other just sucks. So
It was
they gotta change something. I don't know what the hell they can do, to be honest, but we gotta go back to the drawing board or something here.
It was not pretty. Especially for me, the race started at 10 o'clock. Right? We're not talking like a early start time. This is my bedtime. And the race started. And I ended up going to bed. And then I couldn't fall asleep. So I was like, all right, well, I'll just go finish watching the race, not knowing it was gonna end at like 1 a.m. But it was not good. But Jesse Love was fourth. Ben Rhodes, two-time champion, was the champion in the Truck Series for the second time. So congrats to him. He had another classic post-race interview with the Bud Lights and all that stuff. Which, you can't fault him for, celebrating, a championship and everything. But he came in fifth, so, way down, really, if you consider, running for a championship. Usually we see a lot of these guys top five in it, all four of them, which we know the other two, that's a whole other scenario. Grant Effinger, who probably should have won the championship, came in sixth. Dean Thompson, seventh. Caden Honeycutt, eighth. Tanner Gray, ninth. Nick Sanchez rounded out the top 10. So the other story here, Nick, was Carson Hocevar, Corey Heim, the whole bit. So Hocevar, I don't think, meant to wreck Corey Heim going into three there. Obviously, I think everybody kind of figures that, but it's kind of the Ross Chastain moves, that Carson was making. And obviously, we could see on the in-car camera there, he was upset with himself, frustrated with himself. Rightfully so. So what do you think of that? Obviously, he's got to clean it up going to the Cup Series next year.
I'm going to start off by saying Carson is a guy I like a lot. I think he's got great potential. But you said it yourself that he's got to clean up a lot of what he does out there. It has repercussions going into next year. A lot of these drivers, Corey especially, after taking him, he had one of the fastest cars on the track. And to have that happen to him, it's just a bad beat. It really is. So really going back and looking at everything in this year because of what the issues are with him, this is the first time. This isn't a one-off, so he's done this multiple times. Just to go back and look at it, reflect on it, and go, I can't have these issues because I know my ass is going to get torn up here if I keep doing the same mistakes over and over. You can't play the, oh, I'm sorry card. Going into next year, you got too much experience now to say that, in my opinion. Into next year,
basically. Yeah, we'll have to definitely keep our eyes out for it. Like, he drove a lot of Cup races this year, and he was, pretty fine. He was ran pretty decent for one, and then he kept his nose clean and everything. And this is for him. This is where it mattered more. Because of the championship. And he just kind of, he knew it was coming, right? Corey drove him up the track into the wall, ended his day, pretty much ended Corey's day as well at that point, even though, Corey finished 18th, running, but where Carson finished 29th out of the race, I don't know. It's just that whole race. In general, that was kind of like the image of the whole race.
If you can get that a negative rating, I probably would.
Yeah.
It's just a lot of unnecessary scenarios happened in that race.
Yeah, it was not. I mean, there's what else to say.
Is this also, when we go back to the Carson issue, is it, do you feel the pressure, he just let himself go? It's not the same Carson that we saw in the Cup, obviously. So does that play a role? He's trying to do too much, and then he realized he shouldn't have at the last minute and then screwed up. I don't know.
He definitely realized he had screwed up, from what we saw. And obviously he was very apologetic after you know, in his interview. But yeah, I mean, you know, actions speak louder than words. You got to see if he cleans it up into the Cup Series. Well, he's going to have to, because they're not going to take it, you know, in that series as well. You know, Corey Heim handled himself pretty calmly after the race and everything. But ended his shot at a championship. So those two guys pretty much ruined their shots. Corey Heim got a penalty for wrecking Carson, and fine, docked the points. So it dropped, coincidentally, it dropped Corey Heim to fourth in the standings, and Carson moved up to third. So that was, you know, a penalty to Corey Heim for wrecking Carson Hocevar. So
maybe not the best move now that you know the guy you just took out moved above you in the final standings. But yeah. I do see where he's coming from. Or you just, you can't let this stuff slide. You definitely got to make a statement. But was that the best statement to do, knowing that you just messed up your whole team as a whole?
Yeah.
Probably not the best move. But I definitely wouldn't have been mad with him going at him, you know, giving him a year full big time in front of his team, knowing you screwed this up. It's not your team. Your team did good. It was your ass that decided to pull one like this, and I'm not going to take it.
Well, they won't be racing with each other. They won't be racing each other next year, so.
Yeah, that's the other thing, too.
So, Corey Heim will probably be back. Hell of a young driver and everything, so I assume he'll win a couple races next year and put himself in position to get back there again anyway. So, yeah, we'll have to see if that happens. On to the Xfinity side, Nick, a lot cleaner race. A lot more respect here and everything. So, Cole Custer, Nick, won the race and the championship, his first Xfinity Series championship. So, as a whole, that was good news. Stewart Haas had a kind of a down year, but kind of on their Xfinity side, we've seen them kind of build it up later in the year here with Riley Herbst getting a win at Vegas, and now, obviously, Cole Custer winning the whole championship. Sheldon Creed came in second, lo and behold, last race with RCR. Justin Allgaier third, Riley Herbst fourth, Sam Mayer fifth, Josh Berry sixth, Austin Hill seventh, Chandler Smith eighth, Sammy Smith ninth, and Kaz Grala rounded out the top 10 here. So Allgaier once again comes up a little bit short. Sam Mayer in the top five, his first championship four. I think he'll probably be on the doorstep of a championship next year or so. So I think a lot of these guys that we've seen this year in the championship four will be back next year, or, you know, damn near close. But not much as far as, you know, action in this. Well, like we saw the truck race, obviously, as far as to talk about and everything. Yeah. So unless you got anything, Nick, I don't really have much on that.
I think it was Justin's race to win, and Cole got the better of him, in my opinion. I think that the last stage, definitely they went back and forth, which was good racing, but Cole got on top. Glad for him. A big fan. I think that Cole, I did not expect him to do what he did this year, winning nonetheless, even getting the championship four. I did not see that coming. So to see him get out there, win it for Stewart Haas, like you said, had a rough year, and to see on the Cup side, Kevin Harvick, was definitely a lackluster year. So that's definitely a positive point moving forward.
Well, real quick, Nick, I'll get back to the trucks for a second. Our picks, which I had a clean sweep. I had a clean sweep on you this weekend.
You did.
which it wasn't looking that way at first, you know, in the truck race.
Yeah,
stuff happened, but I went with Grant Enfinger in that one. You went with Heim. Enfinger 6, Heim 18. So I was 27-21 in the Xfinity Series, Nick. I went with Allgaier. You went with Nemechek, which he was up there too. They were all kind of up there, you know, like we usually see. Then he had a late wreck I didn't even know about until he said in the post-race. But he finished 28. So 28-21. 29-21 is what we ended. That was the first time it was like that that far apart. Usually
Yeah.
we're right on top of each other when it comes to the end of the season here.
Yeah, when Carson took out Corey, I was like, oh, it's gonna go down like this. Here we
Yeah,
go.
yeah.
I was like, here it goes. It's gonna start. So
Now,
whatever.
on the Cubs side, though, we were close, obviously,
Yeah,
on
we were
that one.
close.
We were close on that one. Speaking of which, we'll go into that now. So, like the truck race, the champion was not the winner. Ross Chastain won the race here, his second win on the year. So, good ending for him and Trackhouse as well. Nick, like you mentioned, Kevin Harvick, who finished seventh in this race, he led laps in this race, which was really cool to see. He was on the Dale Jr. download, and he said he was glancing over at the stands when he was leading some laps and saw all the fans cheering and all that kind of stuff. He said that was pretty cool. So it was cool to see him up front. We know how good he's been there over his career.
That's his favorite track, in my opinion. It's one
He's
of the
got like
best tracks.
9 wins or something.
Yeah, he kills Phoenix every single year.
So, like you said, it was good to see him in the Cup side after Cole Custer winning the championship, him lead laps in his last race, Stewart Haas coming off the championship the night before. And for him to be running up front like that was obviously overshadowed by the championship drivers, and the coverage of them. But nonetheless, leading laps and everything, pretty cool. Ended up bringing it home seventh in his final race. On the Cubs side. So we'll look forward to seeing him on Fox to start the new season with Clint Boyer, Mike Joy, on Fox and everything. So, hopefully a little more exciting than this year, but
I sure. As I'm shaking my head.
so the champion, Nick, Ryan Blaney. Oh my God. What a day for me. It was like the Eagles or the Phillies winning the championship, for me. But even though he didn't win the race, which, it was fine in this scenario, is fine. But obviously, he had a great car all day. Almost ran himself into some trouble with Ross. So, what do you think of that, Nick? You think Ross should have not just let him go, but like, it's hard to say. I know Ross is trying to win the race as well. He had a fast car. But, and we saw Blaney frustrated inside the car and on the radio.
And the post race.
And everything. You're damn right. Damn right I hit
Damn right, I was trying to
him.
get at him. I was trying to move him.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, you got to do what you got to do. You're not trying to waste time knowing the guys behind you are taking off seconds off your time,
Right.
and you're trying to make a move. And both of them had a great car. I'm not mad at what Ross did. I can see the implications on why Blaney did what he did. He's trying to get them, I want clean air. Get me the hell off here, off your
Yeah.
ass. I want to, at least create some more time off this race here. So, thank God that Ross didn't have too many issues with them, and Blaney was able to secure it, no problem. But what could have been,
Right.
that
That
would have
should
been.
that if because the Blaney can get he could be a hothead and everything else, as we saw with him hitting the back of Ross and. Then you have Truex coming up, and then in that whole corner, Blaney fell back to third, and you're falling into the clutches of like a Kyle Larson, a William Byron, all these guys that are in the chasing you for the championship, and sometimes you just gotta level big picture here,
But I think that also makes it more entertaining in the long run because it keeps the people engaged on what could
Well, yeah,
happen.
right.
You don't want to let Ross just, go up high. He can go down low, and then he's just taking circles around. Like
Right.
it's over. That kind of gave you a little bit more excitement and more, stress level for you,
Four heart attacks.
unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was definitely something that you had to endure, unfortunately.
It was bad. Like it was bad when he was racing Larson, who came in third, Byron fourth. When he was racing Larson there for a second, it was like You don't know. One slip up, Larson got loose in front of him.
Yeah.
And he was able to get around him in the next corner. But I wasn't really even keeled until probably about three to go, when I knew, pretty much knew, all right, you know, barring any, hoping no caution comes out, barring any issues, you know, it looks like he's got it in hand.
Well, I like that they ran it clean too. They both were understanding the situation. They're going to race this to the end, and they're not going to try to turn each other type of deal to, you know, secure a win like that. It's just not the way they want to do it. So hats off to all those guys, off to Larson, Byron, for keeping it entertaining and basically clean.
Which you know, speaking of Byron, Nick, he dominated the first half of this race. You know, whereas Blaney was back in the field a lot. Pit stops kind of screwed him up, lost him a couple spots. You know, Larson was good, but not great.
he even said that too, yeah.
Yeah, and the other championship for
that was Christopher Bell, which I is mean, he had an issue. He had a rotor, I think, that went down, and he was basically SOL for the race.
Yeah, he finished last.
Yeah, so that tells you right there.
Yeah, so a brake rotor exploded on his car, which is unfortunate, but because I imagine he probably would have been up there with the other three. You know, they finished second through fourth, and then, you know, Bell in the back. But, yeah, so Ryan Blaney, first championship, caps off a great playoff run here at the end, winning at Martinsville to get into this race, winning the championship. And that's kind of how it is in any sport, Nick. You get hot at the right time, and it can carry you all the way, which I think is a lot of what happened for this team after Talladega, when they won that race in the playoffs and on, was you know, pretty dominant.
It's like runs. You see that in a lot of sports. It's all about getting hot at the right time, going on a good run, and Blaney was on a hot streak. And once he won in Martinsville, I felt like it was his race to lose, really. He had a great car.
That's why I texted our buddy Johnny. I was like, when Brad was in it, you know, not too long ago, how were the nerves? And he said, well, not too bad, because he knew Brad wasn't going to win. But see, like, I knew Blaney's ran well at Phoenix. The last two championship races, he's coming second. Mm-hmm. Well, actually three now. He's coming second.
Well, it's three, yeah, including last 2 weeks.
But, yeah, I mean, so I knew going in he was going to have a shot. Obviously, we know Byron won here before. Larson won a championship, won the race here before. Chris Bell started on the pole, or no, never mind, started 13th, but speed everywhere for Christopher Bell. So yeah, it was tough. It was a nail biter, but I did tear up a little bit when he did win. So
overall, it was a good week for Ford too. Swept it.
They swept.
They swept every single race.
Yeah. Chevy did win the manufacturer championship, though, I think, for all three as well. So Toyota's got a little bit of work to do, I guess.
Yeah.
But anyway, the rest of the top 10 in the finale, Chris Buescher was fifth, Truex sixth, Harvick seventh, Hamlin eighth, McDowell ninth, and Bo Wallace rounded out of the top 10. So the only incident really was Christopher Bell. He's the only one who did not finish the race. And our picks from this one, I went with Blaney, you went with Larson, second and third. So like I said, the standings, the end, 29-21. Here's my trophy. It's really not, it's nothing. yeah, just do it for fun and everything. But, Nick, it was a hell of a year, you know, once again. Hopefully we can get even better next year. And, you know, we still got some racing going on now, Nick. We got Formula One is in Vegas for the first time.
Oh, you know, isn't it?
Huh?
That's why I forgot to check.
I think it is the week 11:30 at night or so.
Yeah, it starts at 11:30.
Yeah. Unreal. But you know what? I'm not into F1 like that. But either way, Still, some race that's pretty cool. I probably would watch it if it was on.
I'll probably stay up for a little bit to watch it. We'll see how it goes.
But yeah, so that's cool. We still got that racing event going on in the United States and everything. Obviously, got some big late model races coming up. Snowball Derby's around the corner. The Chili Bowls for the dirt races should be coming up within the next month or so. I think it's December, January in there. So that's always exciting. So there's still a lot of racing going on, even in the off season months of NASCAR. And then obviously all your other sports, you got college football coming down to the wire, and college basketball, NBA, hockey, all in full swing, as well as the NFL about halfway through their year. So I guess that'll about wrap it up here, Nick. Maybe for 2023 for us, depends on what goes on in the next couple weeks. Anything else to add here, bro?
No, man, it was good. Another solid year. Everybody that tuned in to listen to us, thank you tremendously. It's we love to just talk about this stuff, and then putting it out there for you guys to listen to has been awesome. So I definitely appreciate everybody that tunes in to listen to us talk about what we love to discuss.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely, you know, thanks everybody who listens in. Yeah, we do this for you guys, but we do it for us, you know, just kind of shoot the shit and going about things and,
right,
you know, talking about you know, something that we both, you know, enjoy the hell out of. So, you know, we'll be back next year. If not, we'll be, you know, maybe one more episode this year. Depends on how it goes. But we'll be back next year and, you know, back to the grind as far as NASCAR and another long season. But always love it. And hopefully Blaney can repeat. Hopefully you get the five. Now you got a championship. Let's get the 500 out of the way next year. That would be another goal. You know, you got a crown jewel this year. Winning the Coke 600 and at Martinsville, you know, that's always a good one. And hopefully your boy Bowman can stay healthy, get back on track, get into victory lane next year as well.
Yeah. There are some bold predictions I got for next year, so we'll see if they turn out right.
Yeah, well, let's save them for either
save them for next time
or, you know, before the next season starts. We'll get into what we think might happen as the silly season continues. Still need to fill some seats and everything as well. So follow social media, still try, you know, post a little bit here and there. Twitter, High_Banks2_, Instagram, High_Banks_podcast. And still don't forget to check out Jacob Joe's music wherever you listen to music. And yeah, so that'll about sum it up here, maybe for 2023. Glad everybody listened. Hope everybody has a great Thanksgiving. Good holiday season, and we'll either be back in a couple weeks or we'll be back in 2024. So everybody have a good rest of the year.